So everyone, it's Roxanne Durr-Hodge. Thank you so much again for tuning in for Authentic Living with Roxanne. Today I have a very special guest from Florida, Mr. Bernie Dorman. Bernie has taken his busy time to spend with us. He is a thought leader and the CEO of CEO Space, that's based out in Florida. And I want you to really kind of CEO Space is coming to Canada, and I'm so impressed that they're going to be there, because what I am interested in is, with my event, the Authentic Connection Movement, which is happening in Toronto on June 22nd, is to bring heighten the element of mental wellness in the workplace and the impact that it's having day to day on people's lives. We know that when people are more connected to their leaders and others around them, they minimize the impact of the things that they're experiencing at home. Oftentimes, people bring things from home because we bring our full selves to work. And what I'm hoping the event will do is we'll teach some strategies from early intervention to prevention, where Mr. Brian Cuban will be sharing his unfortunate plight and some of the things and some of the strategies that he uses as an advocate. So thanks to Bernie for being here. So Bernie, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself, and you've been in this field for, you know, I think it's been about 3 decades, right?
Starting our 4th decade, and we started at the Chanticleer Hotel in Quebec.
Wow.
In Canada. So CEO Space actually started in Canada. We have thousands of members all over, from Nova Scotia to Vancouver. And so we love serving our business owners, our professionals in practice. And we're the number one business conference 5 years in a row. So we're very excited about that, by third-party press and the hard ones like Inc. Magazine, Forbes Magazine, and all that ranking globally. But, you know, Authentic Living, when you come to that conference, your brand is expressed in the market to celebrate you based on how authentic you are. And so when you gain tools and tactics to be more authentic, your customers are retained. You can't lose your customers when you're authentic with them. You also get more repeat buying. And usually, if you can just stimulate repeat buying in a system, that creates almost doubling your business if you really get it right. And then you get referral marketing, where every 10 clients brings you 3, that's 30 per 10 new customers. Once you get the first part right, we call it the 3 R's. And so to get retention, repeat buying, and referral marketing, retention, repeat buying, and referral marketing, you have to be in your highest authentic in your brand space. And your conference in June, as you come into half the year is gone, you're starting the second half, which is the big ramp up into 80% of all consumer buying. Folks, this is the biggest boom of our adult lifetime. Yes, there's cycles up and down, and there's, you know, whether it's Italy or Iran or whatever, there's always stuff in the news, but it's booming worldwide everywhere, and it's going to continue to boom. Don't miss the second half of the year. Get yourself an authentic living and bring yourself a brand compression that makes less impressions to get a yes. Also, when you're with everyone's authentic and they're all in business, you'll get customers, clients. In other words, make your net work. Choose the meetings that make your net work, all right, so that your net is working. You're going to get some great new clients at Authentic Living because you're like-minded business owners. So I highly recommend it. And we're the number one business conference in the world. When we recommend Authentic Living, that is a big endorsement. And we're writing all our grads in the entire community to come on down from Toronto, get into it. And these are business owners at the top. We started with Harv Eckert and Bob Proctor and your most famous Canadian chicken soup author, Barry Spulchik, which I'd like him to come down. He'd probably be one of your best faculty members on Authentic Living. Talk to Dave about Barry Spulchik, chicken soup author.
Well, I would love to have him there. So yeah, that whole
class,
Yeah, about authenticity and CEO space and Snap. I think that's because I know Dave Phillipson, your president that runs your California chapter, is going to be there and speaking and also doing the Snap method. So I want you to, you know, when I think of authenticity, you're so right. Everybody wants to experience me for who I am. So my background is I've been a psychotherapist and I've written a book on relationships. And what I did is I wrote about my own life. So what I did, Bernie, was I said, you know, here I am. I was, you know, 21 years old, frontline with the Metro Toronto Police, all the way up to working with CEOs after consulting. And then I thought, what could I give back to the marketplace to help individuals recognize that really being connected to yourself is the best gift that you could give yourself and obviously the world. So I took my own life and I basically analyzed my own life like I would have done patients or individuals or that I would coach. And I put that out into the market. And what I recognized was I am who I am. A little girl from Trinidad Tobago that had a dream to help others and decided, you know, who's going to pay me to speak? Well, and help people. And that's where I kind of went into the field of psychology as a psychologist. So, you know, authenticity is key and everything that I know about.
Crucial today.
Yeah.
And, we have a crisis. It's not of leadership. Everybody has all the greatest leadership training there is. We have a crisis, ladies and gentlemen, in the world, everywhere, in integrity. So if we want a world where we all cooperate and come together and we turn into one each other, instead of on each other. We're not the shark tank, we're the dolphin tank. We have to have integrity. You'll cooperate with me and I'll cooperate with you if we're in integrity. Mm-hmm. And so when you do super networking, which is what SNAP, that word she used, stands for, we compress networking by getting you all to agree you're not there to get. You're there with your amazing mentorship and contacts to help someone else. Mm-hmm. And if everybody's in integrity to 100% help each other, you get more out of the networking in that time frame than you would get out of a year of networking. And we proved it, won a warehouse full of trophies on it. So SNAP is a networking exercise inside CEO space that we're gifting to you in Toronto. Everyone that ever experiences at a conference says that was worth the whole ticket price, just that, because the contacts you get are so extraordinary. You get so many and the quality's so good because we're all in integrity. So I just tell you, I mean, your tools and tactics are teaching us be in integrity, be your own and assess your brand, reassess. Is it expressing your personal authenticity? Are you truly on the outside what you are on the inside? And if you're not, why don't you do an assessment? It normally costs a lot of money. Here, it's very inexpensive. Buy a ticket, come in, tell others in your circle to come in with you. The more you bring, the more the networking will grow. You'll have bigger networking outcomes and spread the word. This is a great event with amazing practical networking that will get you customers, clients, and have a tool and tactic you'll leave with, a new toolkit, like a little orange chest from Sears or one of the big outlets. You're going to have all these tools on being authentic. It'll make your brand have integrity. It'll change your relationship with your customer. It's going to reduce the frequency and number of impressions to get a yes. And I'm going to tell you, if I could take 12 impressions in 3 months in a customer building relationship and get you a relationship in one click or two, build your relationship, shrink and compress, be a compression for how many times we have to interact to get a yes, that's your future. That's everything in your future. And if you're on salary and you work for a company, just remember, and this is my one truth that's in all my books, nothing happens. Nothing happens unless you sell something. You sell something when you get married. You sell something when you have a baby. You sell something when you do anything at work because you're getting confidence, you're getting trust, you're getting relationship qualities and values. You have to have that engine to be effective. Mm-hmm. And so you will get the tools in being authentic that the number of times it takes to get buy-in from your tribe you have to work with reduces. That's the ball game. Let me say it one other way and I'll stop. If you had a teeter-totter and I can improve your request language, the most important language of an adult is the power of their request, which is always clear as mud here and usually here instead of clear as crystal when it comes out of here. We don't want clear as mud. And if I can improve your request quality by being authentic, 30%, just 30%, it increases the consequence and outcome on the teeter-totter by 500%. A 30% increase in adult request quality is a 500% increase on outcome and result. And here at the Authentic Conference, we're going to do just that. You're not going to walk out the same. People pay $5,000, $10,000 for what you're going to get for a ticket price. Don't miss this one. And she doesn't care. She's just giving back as one of the, I'm, you know, personally impressed with her credentials, background, what she's already done, and her contribution magnet, as far as she has magnetism to want to get back now and legacy part of her life to you. So this is the one. If it crossed your path, it is the law of attraction. So I'll tell you, opportunities knocking all the time. But folks, you got to answer the door. You got to open, buy the ticket, answer the door. Come in and get that networking at our super networking snap. And you'll come and tell the boss that was worth the whole ticket price by itself. I guarantee you that.
So, you know, what you're describing, you know, you talk about touch points in this busy world, right? And to get a new customer, it's so interesting that you talk about that, because I've been in an account executive role for a health and wellness company. It took so much for us to get a new customer, Bernie. And what happens with companies, and even in the company that I work for, you know, the golden boys were the business development people, but the account executives, we were the ones that were maintaining all the relationships, right?
Right.
That became so important because, you know, I was sharing earlier with someone on a business call. I said, you know, I could maintain relationships with these individuals because I would just touch base. I wouldn't wait till it was the quarterly newsletter. I wouldn't, you know, wait till it was the event I had to attend on behalf of the company. I would just reach out and say, you know, I heard, you know, this happened, you know, internally or externally. And they would say, wow, Roxanne, thanks so much. Yeah, this is what's going on. You know, this has happened and this is stressful and I can't believe this has happened. And then what would happen inadvertently is 2-3 years into the contract, there would be renewal time and there would be no discussion. There'd be no competition to be able to use us as the service provider because they were connected.
Yes, that's exactly right.
You know,
I mean, you're back to the highest percentage renew if you have those touch points, which you're describing. And if you don't treat your clients today, want to be treated with some, you know, like an extended business family, mm-hmm. they don't want to be extended like their computer numbers. And even at Amazon or whatever, we're loyal because when you get to customer service, they're really outstanding and they want to make it right for the customer. And because of that, you feel connected. And that connection to Prime, to overnight and it comes tomorrow, every time you feel a sense of they made a promise as their brand and they're actually delivering a little better than their promise. And when we get that, we're loyal.
Mm-hmm.
But
that
if we...
That consistency and that reassurance that if anything goes wrong, I'm going to say, what can I do differently the next time around?
Well, if you, and especially if they tell you or whatever, you make it right, no matter what.
Right.
And you may have some clients that are unfair. So what? That's a cost of business. Make it right even to them because their goodwill today, they can get upset with you when you're right. Mm-hmm. So there's a cost to being right. Right. And when you're in business, you have to make cost assessments. Like, to be authentic to my business, I would be right personally, but this would cause them to go on ripoff.com and post something, or post something negative in social across the boards, write a Me Too complaint, even if it's wrong or vicious. How do you come out? How do you even come out today? And I'm saying, so you can't afford today's open architecture and instant feedback. You have to make your customers special. Mm-hmm. If you're in business, I mean, in professional practice, or you're entrepreneur, you have to think that way. And you have to be authentic to your business, separate to yourself. Your business should express yourself and your values. But sometimes you have to make a business decision. Oh, this could cause a lawsuit. It would be unfair. I'd be right, but it cost me $120,000. Right. I should pay the person back this money, and I could pay him back over 12 months or 6 months. And it's a lot cheaper than going to court and trying to be right. Mm-hmm. And all the bad press that goes with it. You have to make value decisions. So being authentic is complicated, and it has to be an integrity. Integrity is the number one glue of being authentic. You can't step out of integrity, but you have to have authentic with your business and authentic with your values and yourself, and they both have to be DNA'd together. So how do you do that? And I'm saying, I think every 2 years, we live in a super change market. Things are changing faster than we ever thought. Most of us don't want to keep up anymore. We don't want the new app. We don't want to learn the new features on Instagram and Snapchat. Well, we don't want to change the menu. We want to keep it the way it used to be. They don't know that, and they change it. I can't wait for LinkedIn to come out with a whole new Microsoft interface. We'll all be upset. And I'm saying, but the issue gets to be that we have to remain current. Currency is the new, you can't fail to download this. Mm-hmm. This is the most important download for tools and tactics. You can't put it off. It's not second priority. That download's most important. Your authentic option, this conference that gives you tools and tactics in your integrity and your dealings out in the market, it's going to change everything. You're not going to be the same. So forgetting the contacts are going to be made to make you money, and you're going to have a very good experience, makes you a profit. You're going to be in an environment that is going to bring you current on the new tools and tactics for super change in a digital age, like digital manners. I'll give you one area that she'll talk about. Everything here is for praise. Praise. Emails for praise. Digital's for praise. Social is for praise. Never criticize another unless you're talking to them on the phone or in person. They can't see your body language. They can't see your tone of voice. They can't see thousands of cue language in my face that you know, as chairman and founder of CEO Space going in decade number 4, if I'm sincere or not, if I mean what I say. There, it's way beyond what you hear. It's so many other registers going on. When you're in social and they can't see you and they don't have your tone of voice, everything's for praise, because they will divide, they will separate, they will come and misunderstand, they will misunderstand you're being authentic. And so learning how to be authentic with social, how to be authentic in digital space, learning how to elevate authenticity in the super change market so you're current now with those tools. I don't know what that, I call it priceless. And I'll tell you the side benefit, you're not coming for anything but your future, but you will find that we all live at home. And so it's going to affect your life partners, your parenting, your friendships. It's going to affect your core, because once you get the highest authentic integrity, everybody around you shifts how they see you. Mm-hmm. And so we're all failing to see how others see us. I know as a leader, this, I work with people like yourself constantly on my own integrity. I think I'm a man of integrity, but I have the man that wrote the book. He He's a clinical psychologist, the new IQ integrity, Dr. David Gruder. He's worked with me 5 years. Working on yourself when you're older, it's a bitch. It's hard work. You guys don't give us, you know, you're the double lines. You won't let us hit the curb as we pick up speed, but you're ruthless at keeping us in the double lines. And you advance us. And every one of us should be working with you guys a little bit more for currency, our best selves, and to learn how others see us, which I think we need help on, so we can make adjustments, because we all want others to see us in our own best light. And we are our self-sabotage. We're our own. You got to stop and take responsibility and say, hey, you know, it'd be better for me if I was better myself. Mm-hmm. And say, when do you, my dad used to say, as one of the famous people that started the human potential industry, when is the best time to improve the human potential of another human life journey? And I said, I don't know, Dad. And he said, son, it's the first instant the concept flashed across your mind at all. Everything else is too late. Yesterday is already too late to improve a potential inside you. Your potential, you haven't started. Your potential is so magnificent, you haven't even begun to cross it. What you can do with your potential is to switch on, turned on your home space and your workspace in ways you've never known. But it all starts with authenticity. There's no other word. It starts A at the top of the alphabet for a reason. Get your authenticity and your integrity right with yourself, with everyone else, and your world will shift and everybody will see you different. So I think that's another, you don't talk about it enough, but that's going to be a big asset that you're bringing with these tools and tactics out to everyone who gets lucky enough to get into this conference.
Right, because it's going quickly. Now, I was going to ask you about your upbringing, because I've read a bit about you, obviously, before meeting you. Tell me, that must have been a fascinating, I mean, you grew up with your father around these gurus, like running around. Like, I think I grew up in Trinidad and Tobago, and I grew up around people in oil, so in business. So that's kind of my context of my world. And, you know, I think I was meant to be an entrepreneur from when I was young. But what was your life growing up, like kind of being exposed to these individuals as young as you were?
I went to Jamaica my first trip and worked at Boys Town in the poorest part of Trenchtown, mm-hmm. with my father teaching these young boys with the Catholic priest who started that. And I was in Trinidad when I was 7.
Oh, my goodness.
Time, and I've been back there at the guest of the government speaking. Okay. Almost every year in recent times. So I have a lot of experience in Trinidad helping them during this Venezuelan oil crisis to try and get their diversified economy going in the entrepreneur space. So your home space has been part of my life for decades. I've been down there. And as it relates to, you know, my life is like a movie. And when I've had people in my life, like Dave that you're mentioning,
right.
Phillipson was 10 years with Tony Robbins, so he felt he had seen it all. Mm-hmm. And then he heard stories, and he came to work with us, and he heard stories about my growing up with Napoleon Hill or Earl Nightingale or Zig Ziglar when he was 22. It wasn't Zig Ziglar then, and many others. And the thought leader industry revolved around my father's work until he died, actually. And he wrote the courses that led the thought industry, and everyone was around his world. I mean, Jack Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Walt Disney, and corporate leaders and so forth, Dr. Edward Deming. And, you know, as I got into my own world, I ended up mentoring and training all the folks of today. You know, Wayne Dyer, Steve Covey. Covey is gone now. But, you know, I've given coaching to just everybody you can pretty well name. Jack Canfield, Mark Hansen, Stars of the Secret, your Bob Proctor for 40 years, 50 years, and so many others. And we're just, you know, dear friends in the work at the top. But I've spent a lifetime in this industry, and my father actually started it in the 40s. So I have, you know, if we start talking human potential and its tributaries. I have probably too much to say, so I'll bring my remarks to a close.
Well, I'm impressed. Like I watched a bit on YouTube, and I was reading up with you, and I was like, what a space to have grown up, right? Like, you know, when we think about those neural pathways in our brain being developed, and you know, the impression, I think of my son who is now 16, and you know, the sponge that he's becoming. Like, you know, I recently spoke with Les Brown. I was in New York speaking on his stage with him. And so I was leaving for New York, and RJ says to me, Mom, he says, you know, goodness, buddy. I says, I got this big speaking event, and I'm going to be on stage with Les Brown. And he says to me, not so many words, Bernie, he goes, Mom, I've been listening to Les Brown all my life. And I'm like, buddy, you're 16. He goes, no, I have. So here's the impression.
Well, tell him to go on YouTube, CEO Space, Les Brown, Super Bowl. And you'll see a film where Les tells you that CEO Space is the Super Bowl in the world today. Oh. And then he describes our number one worldwide teen program. So in July, after your event on the 16th, people wait a year to bring their teens from Bucharest, and their multimillionaire business folks in Romania. Our largest program of any year is always July, because parents bring their children.
Oh, wow.
At a four-year-old who started his business, did a snap, and he's standing there with a picture. And Dave has it, he can send it to you, holding $1,000 that he just raised in one snap. And I'm kneeling with him as he's showing me the money. And he's going, look, Uncle Bernie, I've got more money than anyone here. And I'm saying, Ryan, look how powerful you are. Imagine how you're going to be at five.
Well, I would love to bring RJ out to that. I would love to bring RJ out to that, because he you know, he's a driven young man, and he, you know, when I said that to him, he had been listening to Les Brown, and I was listening to him in the bathroom, and he listens to motivational speaking. And then when I went to New York, I was telling Les about that over dinner, and I said, okay, Les, and I was telling him the story. He goes, he started to laugh. He goes, call him. And I'm like, I mean, like, call him now? He goes, yeah, call him
now. That's how he is. He's so
great. And then he calls. So I call him, but he thinks it's me, and I'm thinking, please, please, don't let anybody else pick up. And then RJ answers the phone, and he hears Les's voice, but I think he thinks it's like a recording or something. And then he hears Les's voice, and he goes, he could barely breathe, he said to me, when he heard his voice. And I said, Les, me being on stage with you is one thing. I said, but you've made my
well, you'll see,
priceless.
He chose to make that film. Les, you know, CEO Space in front, Les Brown Super Bowl on teens, on the teen class. Oh. And he wanted to make that. So that is one of my most precious films, because it's Les Brown who speaks when he's there at the teen class and loves the work with kids. I mean, he's like I am. We both are Christians, and, you know, it's our guy said, suffer to bring unto me the children, and we mean it. And right. So we get a lot of pleasure out of mentoring those young folks. I do it all the time. They'll say that they've got a teen out in the car or something. I say, go get them, bring them in.
Yeah, right.
Just like that. And then we start working with them. And they just are, these kids are amazing today. They're, as you say, with the YouTube, mm-hmm. you know, you think, you know, all their choices, violent video games, pornography, mm-hmm. everything. And you ask them what they're watching, and they're studying dark matter and the expansion of the universe, and you sit there and go, I wasn't doing that. I was watching Leave It to Beaver. I mean, these guys are...
They're or Flipper or whatever. I wasn't watching those things either. So, I mean, just say, you know, I feel privileged to be part of the personal development world. I picked this, I said, you know, under a tamarind tree, now to sound really tropical. My friends laugh when they listen to my podcast. They say, you are such a trini. But, you know, being there and, you know, talking to people and recognizing the deep need for connection. Even I went to an all-girls school, and that's where the birth of helping others came for me at age 11, right? And so connection in my community was also very, always big.
Let me tell you, having been raised on the other side by my father in Hawaii, where I'm Ohana and Aloha, but I mean, yes, connection on an island is everything. And you have to be authentic. You have to be in integrity because everybody knows. And what they don't know about Trinity, in the Caribbean, there's a development group called the CARICOM. And I've been part of that for 30 years. It's development of Caribbean economics. But yes. Trinity has been the lead economy for many of the years. It has been the center of entrepreneurialism. It birthed entrepreneurialism, birthed trade, built the trade for the other islands, and was the center of trade jumping to Europe, mm-hmm. and was the center of trade to South America and the Americas.
Yes.
And it's today trying to get its fair share of oil, but Venezuela has taken a lot of that down and off markets from them. So they're not getting their fair share. And they're still diversified and doing okay. They have the highest literacy in all the islands. Their per capita literacy rate in their education is really something to marvel at. And they've kept that at the highest levels. And now the high-paying jobs are coming out of the entrepreneur ramp-up, and people aren't leaving island as much to get them. And I'm looking at a new renaissance in your nation, but you especially, you know, you're a clinical psychologist, but you were raised with values that come from this Caribbean island where people have their dreams and their achievement, and it was entrepreneurial capital of the whole region, but right. they also had balance. In other words, their life with their family, they're knowing what happens with their children, who they're staying overnight with, what's going on. It's just part of it. And I won't explain jerk chicken and a fet, but they, you know, it's a life of living around family and conversation and food and the beach, and that you appreciate nature and each other. And you take care of each other when a hurricane hits. You take care of each other in all these instances, and you have forever. So there, you're a nurturing, by your culture, contributor to give back. And your highest level of contribution is what you had before you became credentialed, which is you already knew about authenticity because it's DNA to Trinidad. Right. If you're not authentic in Trinidad, I have for years gone to the backside of the island.
Yes.
And you know how poor it is over in some of those areas.
And you know, and
I sit back there eating a watermelon on a stair.
Yeah.
And these young folks come up and ask about the white guy. And then I start asking what they're doing and stuff. And they bring me their little inventions or their digital thing on their iPad. And as poor as they are, they have all sorts of things. And then I'm there until like 8 o'clock at night. And then they want me to come to their place for dinner because I've given so much. That's then I don't want to take from them because they don't have that much.
Yeah.
And they won't let you. Like if I tried to pay for that dinner or give them, they would be insulted. I mean, they couldn't. And they keep bringing you gifts like food and things they could give you. You know, one woman had worked for 6 months on a sweater, and she gave me the sweater, which she was making for her son. But she said, you gave my son something that's priceless. I can make him another sweater, but I can't give him what you put in his mind.
You know, it's funny you'd say that. My dad was an entrepreneur for all my life. And I learned very, very early. And I always say this when, you know, when I speak, I learned to respect the guy that was, you know, putting out the garbage to the CEO. I may have been talking to the guy putting out the garbage and not knowing it, or the CEO, but the respect that I gave to both people was something that I learned from my dad very, very early. It's to treat everyone the same.
It's a principle of cooperation. See, we built a shark tank, and let's end with this kind of notion. If our culture is, when we're dead and we're gone and we're beautiful orbs of light, breathing orbs of light, like the illumination that Moses saw, that all of the nation of Israel couldn't look at and fell to the ground, when they looked up after, the guy talking to God, walking with God, was illuminated, his robes were illuminated. If we're that seed, if we're breathing orb of light, this beautiful orb of light, and we are on the other side, we have an absence of competition. There is no meanness and personally cruel, tribal, vicious, brutal, dog-eat-dog, kill each other, screw unto others before thou art screwed unto world. It's all cooperative, collaborative, filled with love, unconditional authenticity, etc. If that's heaven, why do we make this place like the opposite of it? Why do we make it this terrible competitive? Competition is the idea of a soul that's insane. Mm-hmm. Immortal souls don't compete. We want to all be together in the dolphin tank, mm-hmm. not the shark tank. Yes. The shark tank's a very unhappy place and they eat their own young. The dolphin tank has no enemies unless you get left out of the herd. Because if you're in the pod of those dolphins, they repel a killer whale. They repel all sharks and enemies. The only enemy they have to really regard as dangerous is us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All the rest are okay. And I'm saying we need to stop competing with the dolphins and become part of them, swim with them, enjoy them. And I was listening to a show about elephants. And over all of Africa, 100 years ago, that's not a very long time over the life of our planet. 100 years ago, there were roaming 25 million elephants. Today, they're 500,000 nationwide. Mm. We have slaughtered 24 million elephants in 100 years. Add up how many a year. For what? We've done it. The babies, children of a smart animal that can paint, do artwork, marries for life, treasures their children, smart sentient beings older than we are on the planet. We've done it so we could stand with a photograph standing on it for no reason at all. No for food, nothing. Or maybe we want their ivory to powder into making an aphrodisiac that's going to give us an erection, which is kind of an insane thought.
Yeah.
I'm just saying we can be authentic with the planet. We can be authentic with each other. But if mind pollution is the first pollution, how do we ever get rid of the pollution in the world? We have to get rid of the mind pollution. So first, let's be authentic with ourselves and then each other, have integrity, build a cooperative community, which I think is the ballgame. So I really think at the end, the value you're giving that's priceless is you're building a cooperative community that mm-hmm. doesn't deal with competitive anything.
Right.
And competition is thrown out as a lack of integrity between spirits. And we start now to nurture each other. And once you build nurturing communities, they're self-replenishing. And if you're depleted by the competition, you're drained, you don't even know why, you're so busy, you don't have balance, and you want to get your balance back, and you want to be replenished, so your cell phone batteries go to full charge, then get in the authenticity conference on June 22nd. Our CO space people will be there. We're going to have a lot of grads and members there. And I want you there if you're a CO space member. And I want you in Canada all there as CO space members. And when you don't know about CO space and you're just hearing this for the first time, just have something inside you spark. Don't listen to this. Listen to your heart space. Let your heart decide. And if your heart says, you know, this is what I need right now, then bam, you saw the law of attraction. The opportunity was knocking and you answered the door. Click and get your ticket. That's, I recommend it. And I don't endorse everything. And chairman of CEO Space carries our highest endorsement for the authenticity conference. That's why I'm on the show. I'm not talking about CEO Space and what we do, because you don't have to take that step right now. You got an easy, low cost first step. Give yourself integrity and a community that treasures it, and watch what happens in your life when you accept that in as your new currency in super change. To remain current, you know, and if you want to stay up on what's going on out there, read my blog and you'll find out what integrity looks like. But it's, you know, I tell you, it's got a lot of serious information. It's Bernie Dorman, Bernie with a Y, dohrmann.com. Just my name.com, just like you're seeing it right here in the show. And it's free. And I've got subscribers all over the world by the tens of thousands, and you're next. And it's just a service. Make a bookmark. So when you see news and it upsets you a bit, read there about what's really going on. Mm-hmm. Now, some of it may upset you, but I'll always tell you what to do in the good times and the bad times. When the bad times hit, like the crash of 2008, we predicted it and told our members what to do. They went through it and didn't lose any money. They were okay. And we're going to help you with that as well. So it's a great little, against all the news, which is bought and paid for, where can you get authentic information about what's really going on out there? Spread the word. The blog will tell you. I'm going to be putting up on the blog everything about this conference. You'll be reading about it to all my tens of thousands of readers in 140 countries. So you'll see the Authenticity Conference on my blog.
Well, Bernie, it's been past amazing, and I'm so privileged for you, the fact that you took the time to spend this with me. The only thing that will be missing is you in Toronto, but Dave is fantastic also, and I look forward to being involved in the CEO space.
Well, he's a financial advisor. He's one of the greatest coaches we have, and I'd be there except I'm speaking at another meeting, so I sent one of our best people in my place, and you will not be disappointed when he runs your super networking for you. Everybody's
awesome. Thumbs
up on that. All right.
Thank you again for spending the time. I will post the link at the bottom for you to be able to connect with Bernie. Bernie, I'm sure our paths will cross again very, very soon. So again, you have an awesome day. So for my listeners, authenticity is integrity. And we have to play with the dolphins, no more sharks. I'm going to adopt that saying from, you know, let's play with the dolphins, not the sharks, because I love it. And obviously, you know, my roots way back, you know, I've always known that it has been the core of who I am. But thank you, Bernie, for bringing in the element with Trinidad and Tobago. And I hope that you come out and meet us on June 22nd at the Sandman Hotel. The link will be at the bottom. The tickets are going quickly. And so make sure you jump on as soon as you see the link, or private message me, and then we'll be able to get you a ticket as soon as possible. So take care from Authentic Living with Roxanne. Bernie, again, my regards, and have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Yeah.